Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis. I'm so excited that you're watching today because today we're going to talk about reaching the next generation, and I'm so glad you're here. Hey, thank you for joining me in Studio C. I have Chrissy with me again today.
Yes, ma'am. Love being with you in beautiful Studio C. Amen. And you watching all over the world.
That's right. It's a great day to serve the Lord and know Him and to tell people all over the world that Jesus is, you know, He is our answer to every situation.
He sure is.
And He came to give us a life that's filled with blessing and glory. In fact, He says, I came to give you life and that more abundantly.
Amen. And that's what we do here at the ministry, is to make you realize that you can live a glorious life in Jesus and you have abundance and blessings. And we do that a lot through our social media content and our Covenant Church, too, online as well.
A lot. We're always doing everything we can on every available voice to reach people, change lives, one soul at a time.
One soul at a time. And I have a soul that was impacted.
I love it.
By everything that we do, especially Covenant Church. I'd love to share it. It says, my husband and I are so honored and blessed to be partners and to call Covenant Church online our church for 5 years now. We have grown so much and are truly blessed. Jesus lives big in you and through you all. Every message is life-changing and always brings us confirmation and growth in the Lord. We start every day by reading and studying God's Word all week, blessed with faith, the facts, and glorious living in the middle of our week. Then we tune in on Sundays with great expectations to hear a word from God, and God always delivers. So thank you, Covenant Church, for your obedience and faithfulness to God. One day we will get to be there and meet you in person, and I can't wait for that day to meet you.
I love it. I love all of our e-members that have been joining on, and we get to see your comments on Sundays and look at it throughout the week, and we look forward to seeing you here, right here at the ministry, right here in Destrehan, Louisiana.
Yes, we are. We're a big family with one purpose, and that is to bring glory to our Heavenly Father. We do that all the time, and we just thank you for watching, and we'll see you one day on Sunday.
That's right, and today we're so excited to welcome back to the program Pastor Saudi Wise. Saudi is our Covenant Youth pastor at the ministry, and she's here today to share about the exciting new redesign of our Covenant Youth facility and the wonderful plan she has to continue to reach our teens, all for the glory of God. Welcome, Saudi.
There she is. Always
her
bringing
little
the
bubbly
joy of the Lord.
Self.
I know. I love it.
She's the fun girl.
Yes,
you know, even before she became the
time.
Children's pastor, she was the fun pastor. Like, she would do in charge of the games, and then our youth pastor moved on, and we asked Saudi if she'd be willing to step in, and she did. And boy,
great
how long
job.
Has that been now? How many years?
It's been a year and a half, roughly.
Year and
a little bit
almost
over a year and a half.
Yeah, but she's been with the youth ministry for about five years.
I'm going to make eight in...
Something.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yes,
yeah,
so
end
no
of
wonder why you're so great at it.
No,
this
is a
calling.
I'm sorry, seven.
7 years.
Seven at the end
wow.
of...
Time flies right. when you're having fun,
I
right?
I know, right?
That's great.
Yeah, well, you know, before you became the youth pastor, you were like a children's pastor. You have a lot of experience that you brought to the table, and I just love what you're doing with our teenagers.
Thank you. I love them. You know, I was a school teacher, too, and, you know, they just, I love their energy. I love their enthusiasm. You know, they like to cut up and have a good time, and, you know, me too.
And I think they know you love them.
Yeah.
That
yes.
makes a big difference. And you have great leaders.
Yes, indeed.
In the church that stepped up. And it's important. For that. That's
right.
so important. You can't do it by yourself.
No, not at all. And, you know, I have different leaders that have different roles. I mean,
different
ways.
Skills.
I mean, you have different personalities in kids. Mm-hmm. You know, we have different personalities in leaders, too, that, you know, one may connect with one better than I can, than, you know, or because of our backgrounds, because of our gender.
Right. It's good to have the male leaders that come in. We have some strong male leaders that come in. Sometimes they'll teach. They'll just reinforce what you're already doing.
Right.
That's
right.
I love it.
It's a great team. I'm totally blessed.
Yeah.
And, you know, Pastor Jonathan cultivated a lot of that. You know, I brought in a few since he left because they moved or whatever. But, you know, we've got a solid core that have been there even before I came in, you know, 7 years ago.
And, you know, the youth ministry, no matter where you're at, if in the church or school, it's always changing. That generation's moving on. You got a new one coming up.
Yes.
You know, I met some. We just recently had this redesign that we talked about.
It's so
it was
great.
So fun. But we had an open house at the church.
Yeah.
After a Sunday service and recently in and it was so wonderful to see them come through. And I saw some that were in there looking at it. And I said, well, how old are you? And one, I think, was 9. And I was able to tell them, you know, one day soon, this will be your place.
Exactly, exactly.
They were excited.
Yes, and that's what I wanted to do. You know, if we did an open house, you know, there's no pressure of, you know, I'm in a service and people are watching me. And, you know, what if I don't, you know, pray right or whatever? You know, there's no pressure.
Yes.
You know, you're just coming in, looking around, kind of seeing what's out there and see if you can fit in. And same for the parents, because because a lot of parents, you know, I mean, I was a parent of a teenager at one time. I wanted to know what was going on in there, you know. And so it's nice to be able to go and kind of see what's going on, meet some of the leaders, because a lot of my leaders were there. Yeah. And so it was a great time, great environment. We had a good time.
And we showed it on our recent Sunday broadcast. So if you're an e-church member or you follow us, you may have seen it. If not, why don't you watch this, because it's a great, great spot just to see what went on and what happened when the kids went to their first Wednesday night service. Wasn't that fun?
Oh my gosh, so much fun. The lights going on. I mean, you can see the joy in their faces being in that new atmosphere. Right. But just having all of those intricacies. I mean, you pay attention to detail, and y'all really executed it beautifully. I mean, that's great.
Wow. We had a great team. I mean, you know, I mean, the vision started with Pastor Kathy, and we had a great team that came together and collaborated. You know, we talked ideas back and forth, and this might work, that might work, you know, and then with the team, the TV department, the everybody, you know,
maintenance
worked so hard, and you know, everybody was just, I love.
I had the dream and the desire to do it. I thought it would be great to bring the kids in their own space, a little closer to the sanctuary instead of across the parking lot. But really, this was your heart. I remember you picked the colors, you came up with all the designs, and it was a joy for me to work closely with you to see it every step of the way, and really we did it so quickly, and it's not finished.
Right.
We're still more.
Right.
Things ahead that we have to do in there that we have, but it takes time to get it all. But we're introducing it a step at a time. And the kids looked like they were so excited.
Oh, my goodness. It was a great first service. I cannot brag on them enough. We had a team from one of our local schools that came and did a step routine. We had one of our girls that did the offering teaching, and then another one taught the message. And, you know, the leaders were there encouraging and supporting, and they led worship. I mean, it was just really awesome to see
them. This is really their service?
Yeah,
their
that is
space.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
the way you implement all of that.
You know,
they're not a spectator. They're a participator.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. They're practicing. They're training is what I call it. You know, we talked about it yesterday was, you know, Proverbs 22:6 says that, you know, train up a child in the way he should go. Mm-hmm. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. It says train up a child. Now, these are young men and women, you know, and they're training. I mean, like you train for a race, like you train for a sporting event, you know. They're not just sitting there. I mean, I know it's important to read the scriptures, and Pastor Melissa, the children's pastor, has done a tremendous job imprinting their hearts with the Word of God, and now they're able to practice it, you know. I mean, that's part of training. You know, when you're playing a sport, you run the drills, you know, and then when game time comes, you are ready.
Right. I've often said that, you know, anybody can learn anything.
Right.
You know, the basic steps of learning something, but to get good at something, you have to practice.
Yes.
That's right.
And because I taught myself how to play the piano.
Yeah.
But I'm not good at it because I didn't keep practicing.
Yeah.
But you give them the opportunity to step into that place, and the kids around them, I'm sure, are encouraging and uplifting and everything like that. That's so rewarding.
Right. Nice. And they can just relate on a different level, you know. I mean, I'm there and I speak the message many times, and you know, but there's no bigger connection than a youth ministering to a youth.
True.
You know? I mean, granted, they need wisdom, they need direction and guidance and all that, but, you know, they've learned a lot. You know, and many of these kids have been in church since, you know, when they were born. They came, parents brought them in right away. So they are capable of, you know, really ministering, you know, and effectively and on a level that, you know, adults cannot entirely relate to, you know, and then we've got the leaders that, like you said, are encouraging them, we're directing them, you know, and it's just a great harmony, you know, between the abilities and the giftings and the heart, you know, mm-hmm. That they have for their friends, for their family members. It's just beautiful to watch.
I love that. And I love that what you said, you're giving them that opportunity to step out and really truly discover the identity that God has for them.
Right.
Because, you know, in this day and age, identity is getting attacked more than ever. But what we're doing here at Covenant Youth is you're instilling them to find out who they are in Christ, seeing their talents, seeing, well, you have a capability of studying, taking it in, and bringing it out and giving them that opportunity. I'm just thinking about being a 12, 13-year-old girl teaching an offering. How awesome is that?
Yeah.
You're actually equipping them and giving them that opportunity. So that's awesome. What a blessing it is.
It is, and it's a safe place for them because they're with their peers, you know, that they know. And so, I mean, if you can't be comfortable in your own church ministering, how are you going to minister, you know, out in the field where, you know, they're not as kind there, you know? Mm-hmm. So at least here, it gives them a chance to kind of work through the kinks, work through, you know, the anxiety that there may be about sharing, you know, being so vulnerable, you know, that they can do it there and be embraced by their peers and then go out into the world. And now they've got that confidence because they've tried it, they've practiced, they feel sure about themselves and they can really be, you know, effective.
Awesome. Me too. Yes. I love that. And we have so many great plans ahead too, because it's just, I think it's maybe halfway done or a quarter. What would you say? Maybe three quarters done. There's a couple of more rooms.
Right.
We want to fine tune a few things, decorate it a little bit. Just, you know what? It just blesses me so that the kids know that they're important.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we took the time to do this, and it involved our whole maintenance team. They were building a stage. Mm-hmm. The TV department took the lights and the sound out of one building and brought it to another. Mm-hmm. And they worked on all of that. We still have to work with, get an electrician in there to secure all the wiring in the proper way. But we didn't want to wait too long to let the kids go in, because it's important that we don't mess up, we don't interrupt their routine.
Right.
You know, and you had that heart as well as I did too.
Yes.
Because I think they missed like one or two Wednesday nights. We had something for them to do, but that routine of getting into their place, hearing the Word of God, ministering together is important.
Yes, you know, you build that momentum. You want to keep it going, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, especially as they're inviting new kids, you know, we've had several that they're bringing in other kids from their schools or from their neighborhoods, you know, and we want to maintain that, you know, we don't want to drop the ball on that. Mm-hmm. So it's great that we were able to offer an alternative on those 2 weeks that, you know,
I
we
love
didn't have
that.
Service.
So as a youth pastor, what would you say to encourage all the other parents out there, or maybe other youth pastors that are there, how important it is for the kids to feel, take ownership of their own place, no matter how big or small it is.
Right.
It's important, isn't
it? Yeah. I love construction, you know, and I'm fascinated, you know, that the Bible's actually full of construction projects. I mean, you've got, you know, the tabernacle, you got the Tower of Babel, you've got Solomon's Temple, you've got, you know, all these buildings and spaces. And I mean, how important they were, not only in their relationship with God, but, you know, with the community, you know. I know you preached on Hebrews 9, not last week, but the week before last, and talked about, you know, the tabernacle and just the role that it played. And it's a reflection of God. I think the space, when you get the privilege of doing construction in a church space, you know, you really, this is where God inhabits. I mean, that's where people get appraised. That's where lives are going to be, you know, transformed. You know, many people get saved in these spaces. You know, you think of even like places that you've lived in the past, you know, your childhood home, you know, the school you went to. What place in your heart, you know, those particular buildings. And it's not about the building. It's about the experience, what you experience in that building. So it's all important, you know, as for making a place that's comfortable, that's welcoming, something that's relevant to their culture, you know, for teenagers when they come in. I want them to, you know, connect with the space, you know, not that it's for, you know, a different audience, you know, it's for them,
it's
you know,
them.
And they'll feel more open when presented, you know, with the Word of God. So it is just a building, but I mean, you know, the tabernacle was a tent, you know, and still it was glorious. I mean,
the exterior is important, but that spirit that when they come into that presence.
Right.
I think people that even did the tour on the Sunday after church could sense the anointing that, yes, or the presence of God that's already there, because we basically prepared a place for God to come in,
right,
and minister to our teenagers.
Exactly.
And I think that's huge.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, because it was important. Our children are so valuable to us, but God loves them more than we do.
Right.
And so this is like a launching pad for so many of them, mm-hmm, for their life's work. I mean, I know that when I was like 10 years old, I've often told people that, you know, I believe if when I was 10, if I'd have heard the gospel, my life would have been, mm-hmm, I'd have connected with the Lord. I'd have been so much farther along. I was 20 years old before another 10 years before I ever really heard the gospel and had the opportunity to accept him into my life. But just think how it is when they're that young and how,
right,
they already have a head start on all,
yeah,
of us.
Right.
But they have an assignment as well to their generation.
Yeah.
And you're equipping them, mm-hmm, to do what God is calling them to do there, and giving them the strength and the confidence to step out and reach their peers right there at school,
right,
or wherever they go.
Right.
It's
exactly
so good. And the energy that I'm just talking about, it gets me so excited, because, yep, I wasn't physically a part of the process, but I know you took some pictures we can even show,
right,
of the team getting ready, the construction. I got to kind of come see it. And I just got so ignited when I talked to you, just seeing your smile on your face, that the vision that both of you even had about it before was already completed. You already had it mapped out, prayed about it, reflected on it, executed it. So when you actually showed that spot in church, I wanted to shout. I almost stood up and was like, yes, and look at this. The vision became reality.
Right.
And
right.
I just hope that, I know people are watching right now and they have a vision, whether it's to create a space for their teen or a new home for their family,
right,
whatever that space is they're dreaming of, that you can get it done. And there was never a discouragement. Every time it was not like, oh, we have so much to do. What are we going to do? How is it going to happen? The plans were made, drawn out, executed, and now we're talking about it, a glorious thing on Glorious Living.
Right.
And it's just so,
right,
exciting to me.
It is. It's super exciting. And I love the collaboration that you experience,
yeah,
in a project. You know, you've probably heard the saying, something, if a marriage can survive a remodel or something, mm-hmm, you know, you're bound to be together for,
yeah,
eternity, you know?
Yeah.
Because it is a stressful environment, yeah, you know?
It can be.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you hear of churches that have split over carpet colors, you know?
Oh,
something ridiculous,
on, yeah,
like that, you know? But it's because there's, like, tension, and you have passions a lot of times,
yeah,
you know? People,
mm-hmm,
are passionate about what they want for the space or whatever. And, you know, sometimes it clashes, you know. Fortunately, we didn't have that at all, you know, which was
teamwork
awesome.
Makes the dream work, huh?
Right. But when you know, it's beautiful when, you know, it's a give and take, you know, and like I said, if you're building your home or if you're building, you know, a bedroom for your kid, you know, listen to their needs, you know, think of what they want, not what's going to look great in your house, you,
yeah,
know. I mean, granted, you want to keep that into account, but, you know, if it's so much more joyful to collaborate,
yeah,
where there is a dialogue going on,
it's
not
so
just
true.
The one-sided, mm-hmm, you know.
Yeah, event. And then when there's a deadline.
Right.
Yeah, that really kicks it up to another whole level.
Exactly.
But the team came together. I,
yes,
must say I'm so proud of our whole ministry team that worked together. Probably five departments got,
right,
and connected. Was IT had to do something with the wiring.
Mm-hmm.
TV with the audio and the lighting. They mm-hmm, work a lot with that, so they knew what they were doing. Maintenance, of course, the housekeeping team, and then the church staff. They,
right,
came together, helped. All the pastoral staff came in and helped.
Yes.
But and I just loved every part of it, and I know it still has a lot more to go, but even, you know, that's the great part about a vision. First, it starts in your,
mm-hmm,
heart, and it was in my heart probably over a year ago. Probably maybe close to two, because it's been something that the Lord has been leading me to. But you follow that,
right,
that leading. And I believe that was what the Lord wanted.
Right.
And then when we connected, found the right timing. And, of course, we had a big event coming in, which was Flashpoint at the ministry,
mm-hmm,
at the church. So the facility couldn't happen till after that, because we had to do a lot of preparation for that event.
Mm-hmm.
And so here it was. There was so many things. But this is how it's going to be, I think. God wants us to realize we can get anything done,
yeah,
if we rely upon him and his strength and his spirit, he'll give us the understanding of how it can happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have to hold back till everything's perfect move in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's made an impact already on those children's lives. I mean, this is going to affect their life forever.
Yes.
They're going to go back and think about that moment when they stepped into what was their space. Because before they went to a place that was shared by the whole church, the whole ministry.
That's right.
In a lot of different ways. But this is a space unique for them.
Yes.
Where they can thrive.
Yes.
And I'm so thankful.
I know. That's it's so exciting. And you know, the neat thing too is like vision brings about vision. You know, it produces vision, you know. And when you see someone that you hear about the vision with the little seed, like when we first announced to the congregation that you wanted to do the remodel and all that. Now they come into the space and they see it come to pass. And I had somebody at the open house come up to me and she's like, you know what? I've got this idea in my mind, you know, and you know, I don't know how it's going to happen, you know, but I'm just like, I don't know. I don't even know if I had the qualifications to make it happen, but I'm excited about it. And I was like, well, that's great. Go for it, you know? And so I think—
So when they stepped into this vision, it helped them to ignite their heart for their vision, you know?
Yeah.
Because God's doing that. He's doing things on multiple levels. And when we step into what God's called us to do, it really challenges other people to do it as well, to step up and realize that if God can lead them and provide for them, He can do it for me,
Amen.
Too.
Amen. It's so
good. So I believe that's what's happened.
Yes, I love it. And this was not even a parent. It was not one of the kids. It was an adult from our congregation that just happened to wander up there. You know,
and there were so many in the congregation who really couldn't be a part of the physical part of it and the building of it and everything, but they could help financially. So they did. They sowed into it. So those that sowed in it could walk up and see what their seed did. And I know that blessed them to know that that's helping other children. That's what happens with our partners, you and our partners that watch us throughout the week on all our different platforms, all the different things that we do are so important to us. So thank you, JDM Partners. We so appreciate all that you do, helping us to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. You know, if you're not a partner, you can be. You can just go to jdm.org, use PayPal, text to give, or select giving on the JDM app, or you can mail in your donation and you can know that you're a part of reaching people, changing lives all over the world. Mm-hmm. And this is not, you know, we do things on a local level, but on the national and the global level, they're impacting lives all over the world. So thank you.
Yes, thank you, partners. It's so beautiful. And just having that vision, like you were talking about, come to life. We've spoken about it. There's been so many times we said, we're doing this remodel. It's going to get done. But we always deliver to the congregation. Guess what? It's finished, and here it is.
They're at the part of it in the beginning, in the middle, and then they see the end result. Mm-hmm. You know, just realizing that we really gave God a job.
in a quick turnaround.
Like, actually, I think He gave us a job.
Yeah.
And we said, yeah, we're going to do that job. And He gave us the equipment. He gave us the understanding, the resources, the creativity. You're an artist. It mostly came from you. And we collaborated on it. And and I believe that it's exactly what the Lord wanted done.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. So, you know, God's still giving people jobs.
Yes, He
and,
is.
And we want to give Him a job by going to Him. Actually, the theme that we've had for all this year is give God a job, you know.
So good.
And those of you who are watching new may not know that. But we also have a book that's called Give God a Job that Jesse wrote. And
it's
been blessing people all over the world. We have it also in Spanish.
Yes, we do.
But it's basically a prayer point. You
so
know,
good.
We can go to God and ask Him for things. Actually, I think all prayer begins with Him. Don't you think it starts in our heart? Then He leads us to put voice to it, and we seek Him, and He shows us the wisdom and the understanding on how to get it done. But every step of the way, we connect with God, and that's how it'll be with those that are watching today. Mm-hmm. Whatever vision God has placed on your heart, remember, God wants to connect with you and help you every step of the way. Just as the visions, the different visions we've had, whether it be building the main building, a studio, the youth facility, or just putting on an event. Yeah. Those events, they all start with a vision, and it's a job.
Yes.
And God gives us the job, but we do it every step of the way. We don't give up, even though it looks difficult, it looks hard, or there's a glitch along the way. We trust God. We stay in peace. We stay in love. And then God gives us the step-by-step plan, and then we have the finished product.
And it's always so glorious. It's glorious living.
You know, they call it job security.
Yeah, that's a good one. See? Right. It's so true. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No, nothing.
Way. Nothing's too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's
and, you know, a lot of people shy away from talking to teenagers, but you thrive on it.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I love talking to them. Mm-hmm. I love their, you know, the stuff they come up with. And, you know, it's just, and you can talk to them on a different level. I love talking to little kids because their eyes are totally different than ours and the way they see the world. But, you know, teenagers, you know, they really make you think. I mean, they can challenge your thoughts and be like, oh, I never looked at it that way. You got a point there. You can have a, like, adult conversation with them, and they can really, you know, if you're open to it, you know, they can change your way of thinking as well. You know, I think we need to stay relevant, you know, with
You know, God can speak through a child.
And
many times in Bible records that He has spoken through childs to through different children, and He can speak their spirit, speaking spirit as well.
Right.
And so we have to realize that God can use the children, use in every family, and children in the church, the youth in the church, to bring a word from the Lord to them.
Right.
And we're seeing that happen at Covenant Church. These kids. I mean, they're in the Word, they're preaching the Word.
They're passionate,
They're passionate about the things of God.
They're coming because they want to come. You know, I talked to some of them that came to our worship night the other night, and I was like, okay, how many of you, your parents made you come? And they're like, I came on my own.
That's right.
To take me. So, you know,
we had a worship night when the construction was going on. They couldn't go to their new facility, but we were believing that it would really impact the kids, and it did.
It totally did. They loved that. Yeah. You know, it was kind of like a little reflection of what they experienced at Southwest Believers Convention. Mm-hmm. You know, very just a lot of worship. I mean, worship just opens the floodgates
sure
for the
does.
Anointing to just flow in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know, even music was used before war, you know, to just pave a way, you know, and they recognized that. And so they were just soaking it in at the altar, you know, when we had the worship night. They loved that. So.
Man, God is using our teenagers.
I know.
And it's just so exciting to sit here and chat about it and to understand that this is our next generation. Jesus could be coming back. I mean, when you're coming, Lord.
Like, right?
Maybe today.
I think
after
many
this
of them probably recognize that as well. They all see what's going on in the society.
Right.
And really the church has to have answers for this generation.
Right.
Because the kids, adults as well as children are seeing what's on the scenes. And so I'm glad that our ministry is a voice that's speaking life to the people that are watching all over the world different opportunities, the platform, the chat, all the different things that we produce, it's for a purpose. It's to reach people and change lives one soul at a time, because Jesus is coming, like
he
says. He's expecting us to be carrying on what he started doing, which was telling them, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Right. And establish the truth. I mean, that's so important right now, you know, is because there's so much, you know, it's like this jello environment that we're in, that we need the truth to guide and direct us in our decisions, in our way of life and all that. And so it's important to continue to preach truth and allow them to see it for themselves, you know. And so then they can propagate that truth.
Yeah, and don't you think that kids are, they're so much stronger or strengthened when there's order.
Always.
They love,
they
really thrive in that kind of environment when things are unsteady or crazy, but they have these constant truths that you can rely upon the Word of God. God is faithful. We have to reinstill that in our children to let them know that God will keep His Word and they can rely upon that, because a lot of them have parents who haven't kept their word to them. Mm-hmm. But we have to help them to find a God in heaven who is faithful to keep His Word.
Yes. He's so good. So good. I love chatting with you girls about this.
I love being here.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming back. It's been so much fun.
Thank you.
I really wanted to share with all of our viewers, because I know you've come on here a few times, because this new project that we did was so important.
Yeah.
Just to let people know how important the next generation is. God has called us to reach all of them.
Yeah.
And this is one way that we're doing it, and many other ways that we do things like this. But this is why it was important that you came on today.
Yes.
It's still fresh and new, and we may be able to give them an update later when new things are happening.
Yeah. So many testimonies I know, all for the glory of God, are going to come out of this beautiful new redesign.
Yeah. And to thank them as well, because I know some of them pray for us as well, you know, and some of the past Glorious Livings that we've done with the youth.
Oh, definitely.
You know, they talk about, you know, praying for us. So, you know, I appreciate their prayers, because part of this is fruit from their seed.
Amen.
It totally is.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Thank you, Saudi.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. It's been a great, great chat.
Yes.
And I'm so thankful that you've been here today. I believe that you've been encouraged to go for your dream. Realize that God has placed a great vision in your heart, and it will come to pass. So stick with it and never give up. God bless you. I hope to see you right here next week. can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.